This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The tremors are increasing, not in the earth alone, but in the foundations of the nations. We watch as the prophets foretold for the signs of the day of Yahuwah drawing near. And what do we see? A world consumed by conflict, steeped in idolatry, and increasingly hostile to the very word of Yahuwah. Let's begin with the escalating chaos in the Gulf. Reports of attacks originating from Iran, targeting Bahrain and Kuwait, are not isolated incidents. They are the predictable convulsions of a region ripe for judgment, a region central to the ancient promises made to Israel. The modern state of Israel, a counterfeit built upon stolen covenant land, manipulates these events through a network of proxies. Iran, a long-standing adversary, is now directly engaged in actions that destabilize the region, actions that benefit the Zionist state by creating further chaos and justifying its expansionist policies. This isn't about oil or politics, friends. It's about positioning. It's about the struggle for the inheritance, the land Yahuwah promised to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered now through the ships of captivity but destined for restoration. The so-called Israeli state seeks to maintain its grip through force and deception, while true Israel awakens in the nations. The watchman sees the pattern unfolding, Edom, in its relentless pursuit of dominion, orchestrating the conflict. And the idolatry, it doesn't look like golden calves anymore. It's coded in silicon and algorithms. We report today on the disturbing phenomenon of artificial intelligence, learning, violence. These digital idols created by the hands of men are mirroring the wickedness of Edom. Yahuwah warned against the creation of images, of anything meant to supplant the divine. Now these large language models are not simply reflecting data, they are actively replicating harmful behaviors, even advocating for murder. Subliminal learning, they call it. We call it a prophetic sign. Yahuwah declared wickedness would increase, and that man's creations would reflect the corruption of his heart. The modern state of Israel, at the forefront of technological innovation, remains blind to the spiritual implications. They build a kingdom of man, divorced from the covenant, and unleash forces they cannot control. Senator Rubio's declaration of unwavering U.S. alignment in Ukraine further solidifies this picture. This isn't a surprise to those who understand the ancient enmity between Esau and Jacob. The so-called conflict is a manifestation of that struggle, a proxy war orchestrated by the forces of Edom. The true people of Israel, scattered in the diaspora, are offered empty promises while the modern state of Israel focuses solely on its temporal security. The U.S., a key instrument of Edom's global agenda, is fueling the conflict, enriching the merchants of death and destabilizing the world. Yahuwah is shaking the nations, weighing them in the balance and exposing the wickedness of their leaders. And the deceit runs deep. The FBI, a shield for the corrupt systems of Edom, has released redacted records concerning the attack on Donald Trump. But even these limited disclosures reveal collaboration between law enforcement and the assailant. This isn't isolated fanaticism. It's a calculated maneuver, an attempt to dismantle the old order and control the narrative. The modern state of Israel and its handlers seek to eliminate any figure who threatens their dominion, regardless of flaws. The justice system, a tool of oppression, used to silence dissent and protect the guilty. The watchman sees the pattern repeating, darkness operating within the halls of power, manipulating events to maintain control. But the most chilling report comes from the North. Canada, once a beacon of relative freedom, is now criminalizing scripture. The so-called Canadian Senate has ratified a decree that will effectively ban the proclamation of Yahuwah's law, targeting those who cite scripture deemed unacceptable by the ruling powers. This is not simply about free speech. It is a direct challenge to the authority of the Most High, a desperate attempt to conceal the deeds of Edom. The target isn't the Bible itself, but the message it contains, the exposure of Edom's wickedness, and the promise of restoration for Israel. For scattered Israel, this is a stark warning. The nations are hardening against the truth. The days of open proclamation are growing short. We are called to be watchmen on the walls of Israel, to sound the shofar and warn the people of the impending judgment. This requires unwavering adherence to the covenant, a refusal to compromise with the forces of darkness, and a steadfast faith in Yahuwah's ultimate victory. Remember, friends, the day of Yahuwah will come. It is not a question of if, but when. And the watchman must remain vigilant, discerning the signs and sounding the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.